Greetings to everybody in Tampa, Florida, and to anyone else who may watch this video. The theme of your event is to help turn our upside-down world right side up. For my part, I'm going to focus on one ancient, God-inspired, time-tested, universally recognized, everlastingly solid foundation for upright living, and that is the Ten Commandments. Here's table number one, and here is table number two. The Big Ten, the Law of God, written with his own finger. And when I'm done, I'm going to stress how there's only one way for us lawbreakers to find mercy, salvation, healing, and peace, and that is by choosing to forsake our sins and to trust in the love, grace, and forgiveness of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Contrary to popular opinion, the Ten Commandments are not archaic, they're not out of date, they're not only for Jewish people, but they apply to every human being on planet Earth, and they are as current as any breaking news story, and they address the biggest issues facing our upside-down world today. Almost everyone has heard of the Ten Commandments, but not very many people have actually opened the Bible and read them. And so that's what I'm going to do. They're found in Exodus chapter 20, verses 1 to 17, and then I'm going to read up through verse 20. Listen carefully. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. That's commandment number one. Number two, you shall not make to you any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy to thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Number three, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Number four, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your manservant, nor your maidservant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Commandment number five, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving to you. Number six, you shall not kill. Number seven, you shall not commit adultery. Number eight, you shall not steal. Number nine, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. And number 10, you shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass or donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said to Moses, speak with us, and we will hear, but let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said to the people, fear not, for God has come to prove or test you, that his fear may be before your faces, and that you sin not. Now I'm going to make eight critical points. There's a lot more that could be made, but here's eight. Number one, the fourth commandment reveals that the giver of this law is the great creator who made this world in 6 days and rested on the seventh. Since he is our maker, he obviously knows what's best for us and how we should live to be happy and to be fulfilled in this world. The speculative theory of evolution is also completely rejected. Point number two, the sixth commandment, which says do not kill, stresses the value of human life from conception all the way to the day of death. Modern technology clearly establishes that tiny children inside of their mother's wombs have their own bodies, their own beating hearts, and their own unique DNA molecules that are not the same as that of the mother. Thus, the popular saying, "my body, my choice," only properly applies to the actual body of the mother herself, not to her baby, which has a separate body and equal rights with the mother, the father, and with everyone else. Now, point number three, the commandment, "do not kill," not only applies to literal killing of others, even the unborn, but it also forbids us from slowly killing ourselves by unhealthy habits of eating, drinking, and overworking, which unnecessarily weaken and slowly ruin our bodies and our minds. Point number four, the sixth commandment, "do not kill," also reveals that we have a sacred obligation to take care of our own body temples, so that if we are not sure whether a certain substance may be harmful or not, in our efforts to keep the commandment that says "do not kill," we have a legitimate, reasonable right to refuse that substance so that we can follow our conscience, have our freedom, as we are led by the Holy Spirit. Point number five, the seventh commandment, "do not commit adultery," helps protect the sacred institution of marriage between one man and one woman, which is based on our Creator's original plan expressed in the Bible in the Garden of Eden, way back at the beginning when he made Adam and Eve and then married them. Point number six, the seventh commandment, "do not commit adultery," also stresses our sacred obligation to be morally pure in every area of our lives, which will lead us to avoid looking at immoral scenes, whether it's on television or on our computers or on our smartphones or anywhere else. Point number seven, the Ten Commandments are not only pro-family, but they are also, and many haven't noticed this, but they are very gender-specific. The Second Commandment, as we heard, talks about fathers who are males and children. The Fourth Commandment talks about how sons who are males, daughters who are females, manservants who are males, and maidservants who are females, how they shouldn't work on the Sabbath. The Fifth Commandment also says to honor our fathers who are males, and our mothers who are females. The 10th commandment also tells a man not to covet his neighbor's wife, and she obviously is a female. Therefore, in the midst of our upside down world, which we are now witnessing the increasing rejecting of biblical views, the biblical view that there are only two genders, male and female, only two forms of human sexuality, this world that rejects the sacredness of marriage between one man and one woman, the value of life, including the life of the unborn, the importance of health, a freedom of conscience, and a following our Creator's original plan. In the midst of all of this, the fact is that one of our greatest allies in this raging war, this moral war, is the Big Ten. It's the Ten Commandments spoken by God Himself amid thunder and lightning and flame on Mount Sinai, and then written with His own finger on two solid tables of stone. The ministry I work for, which is called White Horse Media, we actually have lots of handouts that we sell or give away, very inexpensive, that list all 10 of the commandments so that you can share these with others and refresh people's memories on what the Big Ten actually teach. The truth is that our upside-down world is now breaking all 10 of God's commandments. And unfortunately, at some time in all of our lives, so have each one of us. But the good news, praise God, the good news is that our Creator still loves us, and that nearly 2,000 years ago, our Maker became a tiny human in Mary's body and was given the name Jesus. He lived a loving, holy, law-keeping, unselfish life, serving others in our behalf, and then on a cruel cross outside the city of Jerusalem, He shed His own precious blood, drop by drop, to pay the full price for every one of our sins of breaking the Ten Commandments. And if we're willing to repent and give them up, give up those sins and confess them, Jesus will freely forgive us. Not only that, but he can even change our hearts and our minds by the Holy Spirit, and he can help us to return to his original plan that we keep all of his commandments, his Ten Commandments. In the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 12, in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul said that the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, just, and good. Every one of God's Ten Commandments are good. And then in chapter 8, verse 4, Paul wrote that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So commandment keeping is taught by Paul in Romans 8, 4. And then finally in the book of Revelation, it's one of my favorite verses, in chapter 14, verse 12, we see a description of a final apocalyptic people who are called the saints. It says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. That is God's final people before our Savior returns. So may God bless you at the Tampa Convention and everyone else who may watch this video. May his Holy Spirit use you and me, all of us, to help turn our upside-down world right side up as we wait for the soon return of Jesus Christ in the clouds of heaven with billions of holy angels to take us, hallelujah, to a better land. Keep the faith.